Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. The largest LGBTQ newspaper in New England says a recent attack on its newspaper box in Salem is a hate crime. Salem police released a video of seven people putting explosives into the Rainbow Times newspaper box early Tuesday. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is with us to talk about this. Mayor Driscoll, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So where does the investigation stand? Any arrests yet?
Not yet. We're hoping that by releasing this video, we'll be able to get some additional information on who these individuals might be.
What about type of explosives used here?
Yeah, not sure as of yet. It did look, certainly looked like something that you wouldn't want to have in proximity to a very busy and hustling, bustling downtown during the day, for sure.
Right. No one hurt, though.
Thankfully, nobody injured. It was, 1:30 in the morning, so there wasn't a lot of activity on a early Tuesday morning.
It's my understanding this was not the first attack on the Rainbow Times newspaper box in Salem?
Yeah, unfortunately, this box by the Rainbow Times was put out, within relative short period of time in the last 6 months, but has been targeted by vandals in the past, so much so that we moved it into a location that it could be accessible to the surveillance cameras that are on the street. It certainly had not had this level of activity in the past.
Can you describe the area where the box is located?
Yeah, it's right, anyone who's familiar with Salem, it's right downtown, what we would call Townhouse Square, the entry point to the Essex Street Pedestrian Mall, directly across from the Bewitched statue that exists, a very popular point of busy pedestrian crossing area during the day.
So if you move the box to be near surveillance cameras, and this still happens in a very busy area, are there any other steps that you're thinking about next?
I mean, Salem as a community is very progressive, very diverse. We really, consider ourselves to be a place that is very LGBT-friendly, and I think our community is really rallying around Nicole and Grizel, the publishers of the Rainbow Times, who live in Salem. And I think going forward, it's that type of vigilance and community response. There's been a tremendous amount of support. Everyone's standing tall with the two of them and with Rainbow Times. And that's really what we need to do to defeat these acts. We'll know more about the individuals and what the target might be and what the motivation might be. But I think as a community, we stand tall and stand strong, and that's the message we want to send, that we're not going to let this type of activity define us or defeat us.
Yeah. Now, some folks say it's a hate crime. What are your thoughts?
Well, it certainly appears to be. The fact that it was targeted before and then this, we're lucky nobody was injured. This was not, it's not just an act of violence when you're targeting an LGBT group, and we're treating it very seriously.
The publisher of the Rainbow Times released a statement saying, quote, "In the current political climate, when a presidential candidate can use inflammatory words and actions and even encourage violence toward people of other backgrounds, we must prepare ourselves for the inevitable consequences of such violent rhetoric," meaning that as society essentially has gotten less civil, maybe we should expect that there will be less civil forms of behavior. What are your thoughts about that? Is there any sort of connection, do you think, between sort of a hostile political environment and hostile acts in public?
I definitely think the level of civility that, you see at times in public office has changed. And I think it's unfortunate. I don't know if it's directly related to the presidential race, but it certainly feels like people feel like they have permission to say things that are hurtful and unkind. And, having manners is a basic principle that I'd like to think we're all aware of, that we should be focusing on more, for sure.
So are you surprised by all of this?
I'm surprised because I don't think of Salem as a community that isn't welcoming and open, and I think it's one of the things that makes us very livable. So the fact that this box was being targeted is surprising. But like I said, we're a community that doesn't stand for this type of behavior. We're all standing very much in support of the Rainbow Times. There's a box there. It's there, it's there today. It'll be there as long as we can have it there. And we have a community of small business owners, people who live here, who are doing all that we can to show the type of support and the type of community we are. We really, based on our history, So the witch trials and things that happen here know how important it is to not stay silent when something like this happens.
All right. Kim Driscoll, mayor of Salem, where police are investigating an explosion at a Rainbow Times news box in the downtown area Tuesday. Mayor Driscoll, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great afternoon.
You too. You can also see the video from Tuesday's incident at our website, radioboston.org.